Good morning. We continue our journey. So this continue. I think last time we had this. When I went to talk with the Lord for a while, I heard a voice in my soul. This is the word of Jesus. Mine, I will not give you the grace to reveal yourself to someone else. And even if you did bear yourself, I will not give that priest the grace needed to understand you. At this time, it is my desire that you put up with yourself patiently. So I think she was wanting another spiritual director, since her spiritual director was, I think, in Rome and maybe too far away, and she wanted to get another one. But she said, the other one is not good, maybe not necessary. That you need. My daughter, it is my will that you should tell everybody about the gifts I have granted you. I have entrusted you to the care of the friend of my heart, and under his direction, your soul will bloom. I have given him light to recognize myself, my life in your soul. Another word from the Lord. My daughter, when I was before Herod, I obtained a grace for you. Namely, that you would be able to rise above human scorn and follow faithfully in my footsteps. So not easier to proclaim the divine mercy of Jesus. Already by the time of his crucifixion, she is already in the mind of the Lord. Be silent when you do not want to acknowledge your truth, because it is then that you speak more eloquently. So not necessary, many times you have to speak out. Of course you have to speak out, but if people is opposing you, silence, speak stronger than words. Another word from Jesus. Notice, my daughter, if you strive for perfection, you will sanctify many souls. And if you do not strive for sanity, but at the same token, many souls will remain imperfect. No doubt that perfection will depend on your perfection, and a greater part of the responsibility of these souls will fall on you. The more we are holy, the more people we gain to it. Very related, eh? Sanctification not only for yourself. Otherwise, it would be too selfish. It's not divine. Divine is always with others, for others, nothing else. Pure love. Can we do that? With pure love, not for self. Many times we want to save our soul. It's too little, eh? To save only our soul. Then he said to me, do not fear, my child, but remain faithfully to my grace. Satan has admitted to me that I am the object of his hatred. So the time you choose God, the time to Satan taking you as his enemy. He said that 1,000 souls do me less harm than you do when you speak of the great mercy of the Almighty One. To spread this news of divine mercy created more hatred to Satan. The greatest sinners regain confidence and return to God and lose everything. Once a Greek sinner, you know, heard about this divine mercy and repent, so Satan lose. But what is more, you persecute me personally with that unfathomable mercy of the Almighty One. I took note of the great hatred Satan has for the mercy of God. He does not want to acknowledge that God is good. That's why you can understand my people's. Many people, even theologians, against divine mercy. sometimes, you know, it's too human thinking. They thought the divine mercy too much, kind of, I don't know, not, maybe for them it's not theological, or not so high thinking. They so to the people, they don't take much today, the theologian. June 29, 1937, during breakfast today, Father Andres greeted the whole community by telephone. He's already back from Rome, and this very afternoon he came to see us. The professed sisters, the novices, and both groups of students assembled in the quadrangle, that means the girls' playground in front of the building, and waited for our dear father. The children welcomed him with songs and poems, and then we asked him to tell us about Rome and the many beautiful things he had seen there. He spoke for over 2 hours, and because of this, there was no time left to talk in private. In fact, she was to account of private for the address. Today, my soul enter into close union with the Lord. He makes known to me how I should always abandon myself to His holy will. In one moment, Jesus said, in one moment, I can give you more than you are able to desire. So at times, postpone something, don't worry. Just one instance, Jesus give us back. Important is to the will of the Father. June 30th, 1937. Today the Lord said to me, I have wanted to exalt this congregation many times, but I'm unable to do so because of its pride. No, my daughter, that I do not grant my graces to proud souls, and I even take away from them the graces I have granted. So, be humble. Today, Sister Jolanta asked me to make an agreement with her. She will pray for me, and I'm to pray for the girls in her class in Vilnius. And for me, I always pray for our work, but I have resolved to pray for the class in Vilnius for 2 months. And Sister Jolanta will say 3 Hail Marys to the incarnate word every day for the intention that I might profit from God's grace. Our friendship has deepened. July 1st, 37, the month of July. Today, during the Angelus, the Lord gave me an understanding of God's incomprehensible love for people. He lifts us up to His very Godhead. His only motives are love and a faithfulness mercy. Though you make known the mystery to us through an angel, yourself carry it out. In spite of the profound peace my soul is enjoying, I am struggling continuously, and it is often a hard-fought battle for me to walk faithfully along my path, that is, the path which the Lord Jesus wants me to follow. And my path is to be faithful to the will of God in all things, at all times, especially by being faithful to inner inspirations, in order to be a receptive instrument in God's hand for the carrying out of the work of His faithless mercy. So it's not easy, she said, it's not always easy to do, or to listen always, everywhere, especially this message of divine mercy. First Sunday of the month, monthly retreat. This evening I prepared with great care and prayed long to the Holy Spirit that He might deign to grant me His light and take me under His special guidance. I pray also to Our Lady, to my guardian angel, and to our patron saints. Fruit of meditation. Whatever Jesus did, He did well. He went along doing good. His manner was full of goodness and mercy. His steps were guided by compassion. Toward His enemies, He showed goodness, kindness, and understanding. and to those in need, help and consolation. So Jesus is not always anguished, although he suffers, but is always kind to his enemy. I have resolved to mirror faithfully these traits of Jesus in myself during this month, even if this costs me much. During adoration, I heard a voice in my soul. These efforts of yours, my daughter, are pleasing to me. They are the delight of my heart. I see every movement of your heart with which you worship me. So it's very important when you come to adoration. It's important that we live already the spirit of in the will of the Father. Long in the time that we come to the chapel and then remind Jesus. And outside the chapel, you are another person. Right? Just prepare all the time that we can get a grace of the Lord. Not just instantly. It's not instant coffee, you know? We have to boil it, cook it, scratch it and cook it and boil it and make a real coffee, not just instant touch and just two spoonful and then some water, it's not enough to, that's not coffee anyway. And it's not for the Italian, no. It's a brewing. So ourselves, I think I said once, no, Sister Faustina also once, take this as each time when you receive Holy Communion, it's a time of giving thanks the whole week until the next time of you receive Holy Communion. That's important. That's the same thing. The whole time, adoration, even outside, even during your work, all the time, keep Jesus as you are the tabernacle. Keep Jesus in you. So you're always in him. So by the time you come back to the chapel with the Blessed Sacrament, you have all the graces already. You are in his grace. Otherwise, so instantly, going outside, another person to the market, another person to the boss, another person change faces. In China, this is a kind of special trait, arts, to change faces, with fast. You know, I don't know how, I never see it, but I heard.